particular nation. Now, I'm not saying Mr. LaRoche has done this, but they trace all the dope problems back to Europe, to Britain, to Europe. And I don't see it that way. The dope is not to be, the problem is not just theirs. It's with certain people that have certain ugly interests. And it's those people that's responsible for these evils, you see? So he's a political figure. And he really said some ugly things about Britain and about America. He's a force that will divide America. If people start joining him, they're going to be divided against the what I call the main interest of the American people. The main interest of the American people is to keep America healthy and sound, and to get rid of the things that have been hurting the health and soundness of America. We don't want to do away with America or set its people against each other. And I don't want to ever be a party to any divisiveness in this country or setting the people against each other, because I know that this works in the interest of the chief corruptors of our society, the head forces that corrupt the society. We play right in their hands when we start separating American people and saying the business is evil, labor is good. Business is evil, labor is good. Our Christians are bad, Muslims are good. Whites are good, blacks are bad. Any division like that just help those people who are taking advantage of all of us. So I don't want to be a party to it. And Mr. LaRoche and his Labor Party, their way of doing things is not the way that I like. I do not like the way they do things. And what they advocate, much of it is what I am against. So I have a complaint against them. And I don't know what can be done legally, but I want to let them know right away that I do not like them to take liberty to put my picture next to Mr. LaRoche's picture or any other of their representatives without my permission. I don't even want the President of the United States putting me in a photo next to him without my permission. And I like him, support him, and have a lot of respect for him. But at least let me know. Don't put my picture next to yours and start passing it out. It's no more than due respect to the person. I wouldn't take that picture and do it like that. I wouldn't use his picture, Mr. LaRoche's picture, like that, for any reason, without getting his permission first. It's just a courtesy, respect. Suppose we were people like that. I could take Reverend Abernathy's picture and Big put his picture on the paper with me and Abernathy. But how do I know Reverend Abernathy want to do that? I don't know he would like that, you see? If I want to use this picture, I should go to him first and tell him how I'm going to use it. And me and him are closer together, much more closer together than me and Mr. LaRoche. All right. So you all help protect the interests of the community. Everybody. You don't need nobody to tell you from the top. Everybody equally responsible for the correct image of this community. As-salamu alaykum. I am the true leader of the Nation of Islam in America. I don't bring the crib teachings and the crib toys into the manhood stage of our growth. I leave the crib teaching back in the crib and the play toys for the crib in the crib, and I bring you forward into the man world. And God has made me master of the teachings of yesterday and today. Oh, yes. And those that envy me and falsely accuse me, they just compound their own misery. They are not going to stop me. They can't take one atom from me. This is God's doing. I had no power to do it myself. I couldn't even foresee what to do. I had no vision of what this world would be today. This is God's doing. And no individual or combination or no power on this earth or in creation can take one atom from what I am. No. No. Give up, please, before you destroy yourself. Allah has given you a double blessing. A double blessing. He has given you two grand spectaculars. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad in his time was such a unique person. He was a grand spectacular among the so-called Negroes on this earth. Now, out of his son, not his grandson, you didn't have to wait for generations. Out of a son that grew up right while he was preaching, out of a son that grew up while he was preaching. In fact, I was born with his leadership. His teacher left in early 34. I was born in late 33. Born just in time to grow with his leadership. Before my intellect could reason with what he was preaching, my nature was absorbing it to hold it for the proper time. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I now respond to knowledge that I never heard. My nature heard it. My flesh was around to hear it. Oh, yes. And I can bring to you from 1930 what no other man or woman on this earth can bring. And I wasn't even born until 1933. I'm talking about what happened in the life of the Nation of Islam. Go get my brother. He was here before I was. He was a big boy when this all started. My brother Emmanuel. Go get my uncles. Bring them all here. Those who were here before I was born. Bring them all here and let them speak and let me speak. And then let them say who spoke with authority on yesterday. And they will all bear witness. A sister told me, she said, I know who you are. And I was afraid because I anticipated what she thought and I didn't want to hear it. She told me, she said, you are Master Farad. Why does she think I'm Master Farad? Right now, the sister is in difficulty because I have hinted to her that that's wrong. She knows that I don't like that in her. And she's trying to please me, but she can't believe that I'm not Master W.D. Farad, who taught my father. She thinks that I am him manifest again in my own body. Why does she think that? Because she used to sit under the teaching of Professor Farad Mohammed. And when she hear me speak now, she hear also him speaking. And she wonder, how am I sounding like that man? I am sounding like that man because God has chosen me. He allowed that man's message to come into me. And he chose me to correct the teachings. To put aside that is not fit for the future and preserve that is fit for the future. He chose me. God bless me to sense what was so I could bring it forward, the good, and put aside the bad. That is still acceptable and that time has buried. Yes, he chose me to deal with it all. If you all could see this and accept it, oh, you would be such a great people. You would be a great people. Because God would give you the same kind of blessings that he's given me. He will be right at your side. He will have angels of his own from himself right at your side as he have them at my side. And you will find that you are doing impossible things. Things that were impossible for you in your mind of yesterday. You'll find that you are doing the impossible today. Yes. You'll find your intellect so much more powerful, so much more sensitive. A new light will come on in your mind and in your life. And you'll become more effective as a driving force for human progress and truth and righteousness. And you'll look back at yourself sometime and wonder, how has this all happened so fast? How have I been made like this so fast? Oh, yes. But that won't come to those who, out of envy, out of jealousy, stubbornly reject the convincing proof that Allah is with me and that I bring the best of yesterday forward. Those that refuse to accept that, they suffer. They suffer. I'm being accused, but not as much as I was yesterday. Slowly the people are coming around to see that what they have in my leadership is the answer, is exactly what they hoped for in the past leadership. We didn't have what we hoped for or what we anticipated. We had only a promise or a sign or a hint. We didn't have it. The promise of good homes, friendship in all walks of life. That wasn't enough. Money, plenty money. We were told, plenty money. You'll get plenty money. Good homes, friendship in all walks of life. Now let's examine this promise. Plenty money is material power. Good homes, it may have a second significance or a second connotation, but good homes suggests to people without money, to poor people, it suggests merely the physical home, right? The physical home. And that's how it was presented to us. We were told that homes that we would have in the future were physically better than the homes that we were living in. We were not told anything else about those homes. All right. Plenty of money, good homes. So far, we're talking about material benefits. Friendship in all walk of life. Now that's a big promise, but how does that strike the mind of the average person? It means simply that you have friends all over the world. Right? Yes. But now let's examine that statement. Friendship in all walk of life. Isn't crime a walk of life? Oh, yes. In the scriptural sense, our spiritual sense, we might call crime a walk of death. But plenty of money, too, would be a walk of death, wouldn't it? If we're going to use that kind of terminology, then all that we were offered was a walk of death. Plenty of money, good home, friendship in all walk of life. That kind of statement is tricky. It's very tricky. It is made to appeal to somebody who is desperate. Somebody who's desperate, terribly deprived. They don't have good homes, they don't have money, they don't have friendship in the world. So that kind of promise is very attractive, especially to so-called Negroes of the deprived sections of Detroit and Chicago during the years of the Wall Street crash. The early 30s, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, and it went on, I think, until about 36 or so. Yes. Well, during that time, that kind of teaching was a powerful bait to offer people who had no hope, who had no dignified station in the American life, who had no dignified place even in the church life. I'm talking about poor, rejected, despised, uneducated, scorned people. These made up the majority of the members that joined the Nation of Islam during the early 30s and even 40s, and even up until 1950. Then gradually a little change set in. And even now, we are a community of the people who are lowest in the scale of income, material success, and academic success. We represent those lowest in the scale. That's gradually changing, but still we are, by description, a poor and uneducated community, by description. Dear people, that was a powerful bait, but it didn't satisfy, it wasn't intended to satisfy the future demand. It was intended to satisfy the immediate demand. The immediate demand was for material dignity, homes, money. The immediate demand was for recognition among people, respect among the people of the world. So the Caucasian was condemned, and we were told that all other people were our brothers and sisters. They were members of the black nation, or the black family. The Indian, the Chinese, everybody else other than the Caucasian. So that gave us a feeling of belonging. We felt that we had some place, some identity in the world outside of the Caucasian world. We felt that we had a place among Muslims of Asia, Africa, the islands, China, Russia, because the teacher made a point of telling us that there were many Muslims, millions in Russia, millions in China.
You have been listening to Mujahid Wallace Dean Muhammad. For those of you who want to know more about the world community of Al-Islam in the West, call area code 212-662-2201 if you're in New York. And if you're in New Jersey, call area code 201-623-3500. New York, call area code 212-662-2201. And New Jersey, call area code 201-623-3500. Yes, someone is waiting to answer your call.
We have been appealing to you for quite a few weeks for the mortgage drive for Master Malcolm Shabazz. Although the response has been very good, our goal is still far away. So we urge you not to delay your anticipated donations. Take time now and mail your contributions today to Mortgage Drive, Malcolm Shabazz Masjid, Post Office Box 873, Morningside Station, New York, New York, 10026. We appreciate your quick response to our appeal.
You may also support the Mortgage Drive by purchasing cassettes of Mujaddid Wallace Dean Muhammad's national broadcast at your local Treasury Department, or you may write Malcolm Shabazz Masjid, Post Office Box 873, Morningside Station, New York, New York, 10026.
This is the sick and shut-in. There are many believers who cannot attend the masjid because of illness. Call and visit them. A list of the sick and shut-in is published weekly in the Community News Bulletin.
Read the Bilalian News each week. Be sure to purchase some copies for your relatives and friends. That's Bilalian News, the paper of the people, by the people, and for the people.
We have available for you Holy Quran, Bilalian News Barracks, Al-Fatiha plaques, and Pillars of Islam. Also, for Ramadan, we have the entire Holy Quran on cassette tape. Call Sister Marion Bilal or Brother Charles Muhammad at 212-662-7814 for further information.
Support the radio broadcast by sending your donation today to Malcolm Shabazz Masjid, Post Office Box 873, Morningside Station, New York, New York, 10026, or Masjid Muhammad No. 25 radio broadcast, Post Office Box 1869, Newark, New Jersey, 07101.
Support Sister Claire Muhammad Elementary School. Send all donations to Masjid Muhammad No. 25, Post Office Box 1869, Newark, New Jersey, 07101. In New York, you may send your donations to Sister Claire Muhammad Elementary School, Post Office Box 873, Morningside Station, New York, New York, 10026.
Bilalian News Contest. First prize, $100. Second prize, $50. Third prize, $25. This is a monthly contest for the person who sells the most Bilalian news. So enter now.
We are always honored to hear from you, and thank you very much for the beautiful cards and letters we have been receiving. Please continue to write us and let us know how you appreciate our broadcast. We thank you for your donation.
Sister Clara Muhammad Adult Education Program is offering three excellent courses, French, speech, and the community of self. Registration is open for the speed reading course. This is a course designed to double, yes, double your present reading speed. It is recommended for all imams, student imams, and interested believers. You may contact Sister Khadija El-Amin or Brother Yusuf Shabazz at area code 212-662-2201.
As always, we are happy to have you tune into the radio broadcast, and we extend to you a hearty invitation to visit the masjid in your area. If you are in Manhattan, come to Malcolm Shabazz Masjid, 102 West 116th Street.
And if you're in Newark, come to Masjid Muhammad No. 25, that's 257 South Orange Avenue.
Brooklyn, Masjid Muhammad No. 7C, 120 Madison Avenue.
Jersey City, Masjid Muhammad No. 21, 297 Martin Luther King Drive.
Bronx, 936 Woodycrest Avenue.
Patterson, Masjid Muhammad No. 76, 245 Broadway.
Plainfield, Masjid Muhammad No. 80, 221 Grant Avenue.
Elizabeth, Masjid Muhammad No. 82, 143 Catherine Street.
New Brunswick, 30 Patterson Street.
Asbury Park, that's 733 Cookman Avenue. As we, the Muslim of the Northeast region, prepare for Ramadan, we invite our listening audience to join us in observation and celebration. This is the holiest of holidays. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
You've been listening to Mujaddid Wallace Dean Muhammad. Tune in next week at the same time over this special network of stations for Mujaddid Wallace Dean Muhammad Speaks. Thank you for listening.
The preceding program was recorded earlier for broadcast at this time. It's 12:30 at WNJR. Now we give you the inspirational services of the New Hope Baptist Church, located at 106 Sussex Avenue, Newark, New Jersey, where the Reverend Charles E. Thomas is the pastor. Program was recorded earlier for broadcast at this time.